Good morning and welcome to Q95's Morning News for today, Monday, October 28th, 2013. I am Karen Moyes. In local headlines, November to be observed as Diabetes Month for the first time in the Commonwealth of Dominica. From the region, the ACM calling on regional governments to pursue justice for victims of human rights violations. And internationally, two people killed as a storm batters parts of Britain. The Morning News is brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, J. Estefan & Company Limited, Fast Cash and Fresh Vitamins. Details of these stories are coming up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Want to find ways to save money? Well, that's easy if you're an Astrofan shopper. Astrofans brings you another way to save money. At Astrofans Home and Building Center, you automatically qualify for a 15% discount on large appliances and furniture when you purchase and pick up from Home and Building Center. Want to save money? That's easy at Astrofans. Pick up your large appliances and furniture at Astrofans Home and Building Center and automatically qualify for a 15% discount. Astrofans, right place, right price.
Terms and conditions apply.
Fresh Vitamins stocks a full range of quality supplements from brands like Solaray, Cal, Source Naturals, and Nature's Way. Join our club and save up to 20% every day. Fresh Vitamins is new to Dominica. We're at number 7, Great George Street, on the ground floor opposite the Woodstone Shopping Mall in Roseau. Call us at 500-5113 or come into Fresh Vitamins today and get healthy.
Medical emergency, pay bills and utility. You need to get money and you need it quickly. Applying is easy, straightforward and hassle-free. Job letters and pay slips, don't forget to ID. Get your money the same day, you hear what I say. Up to $10,000 and be on your way. www.fastcash.dmsa. Fast Cash, your money your way.
Welcome back to this morning's news. The government of Dominica says it has engaged in continuous talks for assistance to be directed towards vendors in Roseau. However, the vending stations have been labeled an eyesore by many, prompting repeated talks on the construction of a new and modern vendor arcade. Meanwhile, although officials have made some efforts to discuss the matter, there have been no results to date. With a slow and rainy start to the cruise season, vendors are pleading for an intervention. They say they feel pressured and advocate that assistance is critical.
We can do better to improve our own sales, but we need help to do that. They're asking us to change this and change that, change the stall, change this. I don't think it's not the stall. If they want us to change certain things, they have to get us involved. It's not just telling us change this and change that, and we are not getting the people to come together with us to improve our things.
I would like them, like whoever in position, to put us in a proper place that we could get the tourists. We could get strangers, everybody, but a proper place. Because when rain, we have to be running so, and it not looking good for years, and we're not coming younger. We're getting older in the inner world thing.
Roseau vendors. The curtains have come down on the 7th edition of the World Creole Music Festival. The three-night event came to a close on Sunday, October 27th, with Zouk Stars, Kassav, and Karami. Despite the rainy weather, all three nights of the WCMF saw high turnouts, with many patrons hailing the festival a success. Some of the acts hitting the WCMF stage included Trinidadian soca giant Mashal Montano, Jamaican reggae superstar Busy Signal, and Nigerian music sensation Bracket. The Commonwealth of Dominica will, for the first time, observe the month of November as Diabetes Month. The St. Paul's and St. Anne's Parish, Roseau Health District, Dominica Diabetes Association, Ministry of Health, and All Saints University School of Medicine have collaborated to plan a number of activities to highlight the month. St. Anne's and St. Paul's Parish Priest, Father Franklin Cuffey, says the official launching of the month will be held on Friday, 1st November, at the Holy Family Chapel in Maho, under the theme, Protect Our Future, Take a Step for Diabetes.
This will be followed by a health district fair. During this month, we will be having foot and eye care, and the first foot care will be held on the 6th of November in Masak, and on the 11th, we'll have it in Maho. We are also having eye screening, and the first eye screening will take place on October the 31st in Maho. We are also having essay competitions during this event. We'll be having school visits by health educators, and we'll have open screening for diabetes at the various health centers. Now, the symbol or the brand name for diabetes is the blue circle. So we have also distributed Blue Circle Diabetes Promotion Tags. We are printing about 5,000, and they already been distributed.
Father Franklin Cuffey. The government of Dominica says it has spent over $2.414,266 on the procurement of machinery and consumables for the introduction of national identification cards. The multi-purpose identification project is said to be part of a World Bank regional sub-project among OECS countries, which will reportedly integrate government systems and services electronically. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says the majority of funding for the MPID is provided for under World Bank assistance. Other countries that are reportedly participating in the MPID project are Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines. CEO consultant of Quantum Consulting, Denzel Cook, says the future of businesses in the region is clouded by greater levels of uncertainty. Speaking at a recent ECCB Systems Business Symposium, Cook says the rapid level of complexities can be singled out as the largest challenge facing business leaders in the region today. Cook says it is these complexities which define the context in which businesses are being forced to operate. He made mention of fierce competition, life cycles of new products, and a growing erosion of stable and predictable work lives.
I speak about markets which are opening up and barriers which at the same time are being lowered. The context speaks to competition becoming fierce, the life cycles of new products and particularly technologically oriented products are becoming shorter. The context is characterized by a growing erosion of stable and predictable work lives. Once, when we were employed, it was a question of going from the cradle to the grave. Today, that no longer exists. Businesses are grappling with a growing scarcity of resources. And not only has the pace of change intensified, but the level of change carries a higher degree of uncertainty, ambiguity, and volatility.
Mr. Denzel Crook. That's our local news this morning from the region. The Association of Caribbean Media Workers, the ACM, is calling on regional governments to more vigorously pursue justice on behalf of victims of human rights violations. The ACM, which held its seventh biennial General Assembly on Saturday, approved a resolution in which it also emphasized the importance of observing International Day to End Impunity on November 23rd annually and pledged to play a role in these observances. Founded in Barbados in 2000, the ACM is an umbrella of media associations and journalist organizations in the Caribbean community, CARICOM, and is affiliated to several international organizations that promote press freedom and free expression, including the International Press Institute, the Committee to Protect Journalists, Reporters Without Borders, and Article 19. In the resolution, the regional media group said that it is convinced that conditions for impunity for violations of human rights in the Caribbean exist and have been exhibited in the past. It made reference to the acts of violence and the victimizing of Guyanese newspaper columnist and academic Freddie Kassoun. In the 2012 impunity report of the Canada-based International Freedom of Expression, as well as the failure to bring to justice those responsible for the killing of Guyanese television broadcaster and political activist Ronald Waddell, who was killed on January 30th, 2006. And internationally, a teenager in Kent and a man in Watford have been killed by falling trees as a storm batters parts of Britain. Around 220,000 homes are without power, while rail services across much of southern Britain have been cancelled as high winds brought down trees. Network Rail said the damage was worse than expected, while 130 flights have been cancelled at Heathrow Airport. The Met Office said a gust of 99 miles per hour winds was recorded at Needles Old Battery, Isle of Wight, at about 5 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. A 17-year-old girl suffered fatal injuries when the tree came down where she was sleeping in Enbridge at about 7:20. A man in his 50s was pronounced dead on the scene after a tree crushed a red Peugeot 307 at Lower High Street, Watford. Next of kin have been informed. The BBC forecaster Steve Cleeton said the storm was pretty much over in the UK. The Environment Agency has issued 12 flood warnings in southwest and southeast England. There are also 131 flood alerts across England and Wales. UK Energy Networks, which represents power companies across the UK, confirmed that 220,000 homes are without power. And Network Rail said more than 100 fallen trees have been found on lines, and several hundred staff have been working to monitor conditions and react to any damage. And that's this morning's news, but first a recap of the morning headlines. In local headlines, November to be observed as Diabetes Month for the first time in the Commonwealth of Dominica. From the region, the ACM calling on regional governments to pursue justice for victims of human rights violations. And internationally, two people have been killed as a storm batters parts of Britain. Once again, the morning news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, J. Astafan and Company Limited, Fast Cash and Fresh Vitamins. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95fmradio.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Karen Moyes.